name is Sarah Hussein, and I'm from America. I live in Bridgewater in New Jersey. Yeah. Over there, when you walk in New York, everyone else is just in there. It's a very fast city, so everyone's just doing what they want. But over here, when I was walking, I had some people that I didn't know at all coming to me asking how I was, where I was from, what I did back home, if I needed any help here or anything with my family or anything. But over there, no one asks you anything. Over there, people are just in themselves. So if you come to ask you a question, if they come to ask you a question, they won't answer you.
See, in Canada, there's a personal space. My space, if I come any closer, becomes too personal. But here, there's no such thing as personal space. Everyone can be as close as this, and there's no problem in it. There's nobody calling the police or any enforcement. So here, walking together with this many millions of people, there's no personal space needed, which is what's amazing about this road compared to the other road. Back in Canada, you come this close, you have problems.
Yes. Over here is very loving. I can feel the love.
They should come and see it. I wrote an article for my local paper in Montreal. I say that there is a 90-kilometer walk, and there is so much food, and so much poor people are opening their houses for us to stay. No other country, no other religion can have this phenomena. It's like a mojiza. Poor people are giving us food, 90 kilometers of a table. One after the other, you have tables for food and drink.
It's a little bit thinking about themselves. Example, it's really like this. If a person is eating and someone is knocking on the door or a thing and it is opening the door, I said, I'm sorry, can you go outside? I'm eating. And they're closing the door again. It's really Holland, really. But here in Iraq community, if you're knocking on the door and they are eating, they are asking you, come here, you can eat together with us. And you can't see it in Holland. They're not helping out. Even your own parents, sometimes they're not helping. So it's very difficult sometimes.
Where in the world will people force you to eat? Where in the world will people tell you, please take water, please take this, please take that? In the world today, people just want to take. Nobody wants to give. This is only because of love of a sense. So in Nairobi, if you would be walking, people would snatch your watch or they would snatch your purse. Here, people want to give. It's very different, very different. In the world today, people just want to take. Nobody wants to give. This is only because of love of a sense. In the world today, people just want to take. Nobody wants to give.
Because my life back in America is useless to what's here in Karbala. Like, I would love to stay here. I don't want to go back. So, inshallah, I'll be back every year. I'll see what the situation is back at home. But I want to stay here, not in America. So, yeah.
It's true that I'm from Lebanon, but body, I'm from there. Soul is from Karbala. Karbala is just like my home. It's my original. Karbala.